WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center. WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7, Richland Center, where we check in with the news from ABC. It is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong.
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. And we're celebrating like never before. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over 40 pre-owned trucks are available right now with fantastic finance options too. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and the all-new family-friendly Chevy Equinox. No matter what the groundhog predicts, you can drive away in your dream car ASAP. Now through February 1st, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters and where the best deals don't hibernate. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston.
I look out the window and you see the reflection of the light from the rescue helicopters on the water.
That woman lives in Arlington, Virginia, not far from where an Army Black Hawk helicopter and a passenger jet that had started its flight in Wichita, Kansas, collided overnight. 300 rescue crew members are on the scene. So is ABC's Whit Johnson.
We know that collision happened as an American Airlines flight was making its approach for landing, then hitting that Black Hawk helicopter. 60 passengers, four crew members were on board the plane. We know that three Army soldiers were on board that helicopter. So far, officials say there is no word of any survivors, and they are recovering victims.
Among those on that flight, members of the U.S. figure skating team who had competed in the national championships in Wichita last weekend. The NTSB is investigating the cause of the collision. This is ABC News. Facebook parent company Meta has agreed to pay $25 million to settle a lawsuit filed by President Trump over the suspension of his accounts. New research putting a spotlight on food for your brain.
Along with its well-known health benefits, a new study suggesting the Mediterranean diet could be a powerful tool for keeping the mind sharp. Researchers studying over 2,700 Hispanic and Latino participants, finding a strong link between the Mediterranean diet and brain health. Those who ate more whole grains, fish, and olive oil while cutting back on red meat and saturated fats had better preserved brain tissue seen in MRI scans. Scientists say this may improve brain organization and communication, potentially lowering the risk of cognitive decline. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The building blocks for life may have come from space. Samples pulled from an asteroid found amino acids and nitrogen. NASA researchers say that could mean they were deposited on Earth by an ancient asteroid strike. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Good morning from WRCO. It is 15 degrees. A reminder, Galt Valley Road will be closed for a time today in the town of Bloom. That's between County I and County A. Galt Valley Road will be closed from early this morning until around the middle of the afternoon today.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, a Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Corton Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Corton Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Corton Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
We could break some records today. A high of about 52 degrees. Record warmth likely. South winds to southwesterly at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. A low of 31. Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning. Then some sun later on. Not as warm and a high of 42. Friday night, partly cloudy and cool. A low of 21. And Saturday, 36 with a 30% chance of light rain. Upper 40s on Sunday with scattered drizzle possible. After a low of 14 this morning, we have a southerly wind at 3 miles per hour, and right now it is 16. The guy with a top album from last year, Post Malone, featuring a cameo from Luke Combs in that song. It is now 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Phil Nee with you. We hope you're doing all right today. I'm gradually getting a little bit better here and there, getting a little bit stronger every day, so that's good news. At least I feel great just getting the voice back there. I'll be yodeling to my neighbors really soon. That's right, absolutely. It's Yodel for Your Neighbors Day. It's also National Escape Day, so if you can't escape officially, physically, maybe mentally, and today is National Croissant Day. Ooh. Should have told the pride of Pea Ridge to whip up some croissants. He and the Pillsbury Doughboy, I think they're pretty close, so maybe there's still hope today. We'll see. Here's Jelly Roll.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay.
Man. All week long, they making a living. Life keeps taking, he keeps giving. Behind the scene, below the grade, I hardly noticed, but part of everything. But there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer, kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man. Fades away. Another young man takes his place. Average Joe, average pay. The same old wind, the same old day. But there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. This world together, hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man.
Alan Jackson on WRCO Radio and a hard hat and a hammer. It is 7:16. Good morning from WRCO. We're back down a degree or so. We're at 15. It's still up one from the overnight low, and it's going to rise rapidly toward 52. The record for this day goes back to 1988. Pull that out again. Yes, 51 in 1988, which is interesting. 88 was one of the coldest winters that I remember. 87, 88 was very, very cold. Just about as cold as 78, 79. That was another one that's kind of frozen in my memory. But that year, if you look back to December of 87, there are quite a few records that we set below zero. There was quite a stretch in December that year where we never got above freezing and some days not above zero. And then all of a sudden, later on, we had a really, I bet that January fall must have felt pretty good then, 51 degrees, but that record looks to be in jeopardy today, so we head toward right around the low 50s and maybe a little bit beyond that. Well, we'll see what old Hank Bray is up to, coming up in just a little bit.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Are you looking to stock up on quality meats and deli favorites? The Richland Locker has you covered. Right now, whole boneless pork loins are just $2 a pound, and boneless pork chops are only $3 a pound. From the deli, enjoy Usinger's hard salami for just $8.99 a pound, and sliced Colby Jack cheese only $4.98 a pound. Don't miss these fresh, delicious deals at the Richland Locker, your trusted source for quality meats and deli items.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot, from the oven, Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
All parents and their children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County. Join them for an exciting adventure at the Brewer Public Library, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge and enjoy fun activities from PBS Kids, free book giveaways, take-home materials, and reading and literacy resources. It's a day packed with learning and fun for the whole family. Learn more at CESA3.org or contact the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. Don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Start your reading adventure this February at the library. We'll see you at the Brewer Public Library Saturday, February 1st from 10 until 1.
Did you know that cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer for women? The HPV vaccine is one of the best ways to protect against cervical cancer, especially when combined with HPV screenings and regular exams. Talk to your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinic's gynecology team to help you understand your risks, health needs, and more about preventative measures.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey.
Rawhide.
What's going on, Hank?
Oh, nothing. A little somber this morning about the news.
I know. Terrible. Yeah, it is. Terrible news about the plane crash.
It is. It's those poor families. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know. My heart goes out to them.
Yeah. Doesn't sound good.
No, anyway.
In terms of the rescues and anything.
Yes, I know. But anyway.
Anyway.
What's the bell for?
Well, I want to thank Mandy Thomas, a member of our staff, who gave me this yesterday. It's the old teacher's bell. And we had one. I don't know if you know where it went, but we used to have one. But I'm going to keep it in here, you know, and like when you start singing... Like that.
Oh, phone's down.
Yep. Or you say something that's starting to borderline in, on risque. Like,
you know. Oh, it's like my beep by
Be quiet. Oh. Okay. Remember the teacher had one on the desk.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Raw ha.
See?
Yeah, it works.
It works.
It works. Well, anyway, people are wondering, Philip.
Yeah, what are they wondering about?
If your night off was worthy of one, or should you get back to work today?
Well, I've regained some of my voice.
You do? So. You sound good.
Yeah, better. Better.
So, well, I mean, you still know. Look the same. But.
Well, exactly.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, ladies, how you doing? Yeah. But anyway.
And there's nobody there.
No, there's nobody there.
Get your tongue off the window. My goodness.
But here's the thing, Hank. Groundhog's Day is coming up.
Yep.
And we have some stats from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration releasing a study on how well these groundhogs do in their weather predicting. Groundhogs who have been predicting weather for at least 20 years were polled, you know, because they're the experts or whatever. The most accurate weather predictor of the bunch was found to be Staten Island Chuck, who accurately predicted the arrival of spring 85% of the time.
Wow.
Wow. The rest of the top five were Georgia's General Beauregard Lee.
Okay.
At 80%.
All right.
Pretty good there, Beauregard. A Wyoming prairie dog statue named Lander Lil, 75%. A West Virginia groundhog named Concord Charlie.
Okay.
65%. An Illinois groundhog, Gertie the groundhog, 65%.
Is he from Gurnee, you think?
Gertie from Gurnee? Never thought about that, Hank. Probably. We'll have to figure that out. The most famous weather prediction groundhog, of course, my cousin Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes.
All the way down at 17th place, having predicted the weather 35% correctly.
Well, you guys have something in common.
Well, I was going to say, he could get hired by
a meteorologist.
Yeah, a TV station or a radio station.
Well, that's what I'm saying about you and him. I mean, you guys have something in common.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, same name.
And 33% of the world.
We're right 35% of the time.
My bad.
And if you ask June, it's probably a little bit lower.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know. I'm sure. June.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the latest on Groundhog's Day. And of course, Groundhog's Day falls on Sunday this year. Mm-hmm. So we won't be here to provide, the live coverage of it. Because it usually happens when we're talking
right.
this time.
Do you want me to, if I see my shadow.
You could go to Sun Prairie, because that's where Wisconsin's official one is. But there's probably a less famous one in basketball.
Oh, yeah, my moles.
Your moles. Oh, yeah. Henry Brace moles emerged from their burrow.
Oh, if they do, they're dead.
Really?
I'm after them.
You out there with your BB gun?
Yep.
Sitting on the back porch with your BB
gun? Got it pumped up about 200.
Do you?
Yes, I
do.
Wow. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, they're going down.
Look out, groundhogs.
I'm going to miss them, but yeah. Sorry, put a hole in my shed, but other than that, it'd be good.
You know what? I think there may be a mole giving them like some sort of insight.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure.
So there's a.
I'm sure they're listening to WRCO.
A mole helping a mole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's kind of like Phil helping Hank here.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, did you know David Hasselhoff is in the Guinness World Record?
For a number of records he has set?
Not yet. David Hasselhoff, you know? The actor.
Oh, I was thinking David Rush. Yeah. Duh. Okay. David Hasselhoff. Yeah. Your hero from Baywatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a record. You know, he has a Guinness World Record. A lot of people don't know this.
It's something for music, isn't it?
No. For the record, for the most watched man ever on TV.
Ah.
Yep. It's no lie.
Really?
Yes.
David Hasselhoff. So before he became famous, he had a recording career. He was fairly famous overseas.
Really?
And had a career going on there. And of course,
you know, everybody says, what was the beach? Was it Baywatch?
Yeah, Baywatch. Yeah.
What was the one that I always watched? Knight Rider.
There you go.
Loved Knight Rider.
Oh, sure. You liked his car.
I did.
Right.
Yeah.
And he makes a cameo in, I believe it's the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, I think.
Oh, really?
David Hasselhoff makes a cameo in that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's a cinema classic.
So anyway, did you find any world records, buddy?
No, just found that information on the groundhogs, and I kind of stopped there.
And that's all you needed.
I was busy. Yeah.
Yeah. So you are feeling better, though.
You sound
a lot better.
Yeah.
The largest rubber stamp collection, Philip.
Mm.
Okay, if I can read this, is Grammy Siricone from Italy, holds the record for the largest rubber stamp collection with over 13,000 stamps.
Oh, boy.
I have two.
What people collect.
Yes, I have two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. It says past due and paid.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. More past due, probably.
Yeah. Is that... Oh, these are actually the rubber stamps. That's not the ones on the mail.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Return to sender.
Yeah. Or lost in mail. Have you ever seen that one?
Yeah, right.
No, there is a stamp that the post office puts on that says lost in mail.
Lost in mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, we picked up a birthday a week or so ago that had been mailed sometime in early December. So it got stuck somewhere.
Did it say lost in mail?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
No.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
So whoever it was. Most piercings in 24 hours by one person goes to Charlie Wilson. She gives 800 piercings as a record by getting 800 piercings in 24 hours in 2008.
Wow. Why?
That's my next question.
I don't know.
Apparently, she could be read on the roundup.
I suppose. That's right. Well, that was her goal.
Sure. Succeed. Congratulations. All right. Largest rubber duck collection. Okay.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. Oh.
Oh.
Yep. Stop myself.
Can I go now?
Yeah, go ahead. No, that was for me.
Anytime I hear that bell, it's like... Charlotte Lee from the U.S. has the world's biggest rubber duck collection with over 8,000 ducks.
Mm, I didn't know there were that many.
Yeah, I didn't either. So she's officially recognized by Guinness World Records for 8,000 ducks.
There's no room in her bathtub.
There's probably not any room anywhere in there. All right. Well, longest time that breath held voluntarily, Phil, is in 2020. Hit your bell. Oh, phew, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I was trying to hold my breath.
Is 6 seconds and 6.21 seconds by Phil Nee.
Oh, thank you.
Is a Croatian.
Croatian, I believe, yeah.
From his name is Budimir Sobot, voluntarily held his breath for an astonishing 24 minutes and 37 seconds. Why?
I don't know. I guess so. He could.
The largest bubble gum bubble.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is a mere 20 inches big. Oh.
That is something else.
Yeah, that is amazing. How many pieces do you think?
I wonder how many. It depends on what kind of gum it was.
Yeah. It was bubble gum.
I know.
But it was bubble yum.
Yep. Okay.
Most Smarties and M&M's eaten in 1 minute while blindfolded.
I might be able to do that.
While blindfolded.
Yeah. Okay.
Is 22.
22.
So they've got to be something. They have to be somewhere. They've got to be some kind of. Most Smarties and M&M's eaten in 1 minute while blindfolded is 22. I guarantee you there's some strict rules with that one.
Why would you have to be blindfolded?
It's just part of it.
I guess. So, I mean, but yeah, I suppose you wouldn't be able to be fed. Right. You'd have to get them in your mouth, which isn't a problem if you can find them on the table.
And once you find them, you just go.
Stick them in your mouth. So I don't know why blindfolding has to be a part of it.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
So most socks put on in 30 seconds, Philip?
Oh.
28.
28. I have trouble getting just one pair on every morning.
Yeah. Just one.
Just one pair.
I get one sock on. I've achieved something.
I know it. It's tough that's probably the toughest physical activity of the day.
Yeah.
Trying to get those on.
That and not missing a belt loop.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. Most tattoos in a day, I already said that, didn't I?
I think you said piercings.
Yeah, most tattoos in a day is 24.
24, wow.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Most tattooed... The tattooist in 24 hours was done by Hollis Cantrell. He tattooed over 800 people in 24 hours. I just read that.
Oh, boy. That's something.
Isn't that crazy? They had to be lined up at the door.
He was trying to set a world record, so he might have left off some words or something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Longest video game marathon. A gamer played video games for 138 hours and 34 minutes without stopping.
Wow. I didn't realize Bo Hendrix did that.
No, I didn't either. But
what do you do?
There's my world.
What do you do?
Today. Where are you at today, young man?
I am in Richland Center tonight.
Okay.
Platteville and Richland Center boys basketball. And where are you cheating the kids at?
You know what? I don't know if I'm in Kickapoo or Seneca.
Okay.
Why don't you tell me where I'm at?
Well, you better find out.
I don't know which way.
You don't want to go to the wrong spot.
I don't. I'll have to look it up. It'll pop up on my phone around 4.
You might be late getting there. You never know.
You never know. I've done that before.
You've gone to the wrong spot?
Yes.
Yeah, I think actually most fairly recently.
Yeah, during volleyball season because it's kind of a weird thing. But got a contract from the Six Rivers that sent me to Potosi. But on the contract, inside the contract, it said at Benton.
Oh, there's quite a difference.
There's a huge difference there. I don't know why Potosi would be sending me a contract from the Six Rivers to go to Benton.
I don't know.
But
maybe they wanted to get rid of you.
But they did a nice job.
Yeah, they did.
They did a nice job. Well, anyway, so I hope everybody just say a quick prayer today for those people that lost their lives in that plane crash and chopper crash. So.
Yeah, indeed.
So anyway, young man, I hope...
ABC has more about that coming up.
I hope you have a great day, and I hope everybody's out there. Be kind.
Yep, sounds good. We'll see who's celebrating birthdays in just a moment here.
Are you looking for a reliable auto body shop? Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists offers over 30 years of expertise... free estimates, and complimentary interior and exterior detailing with our collision repairs. We're dedicated to making your collision repair as easy as possible, so visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
This day in history, 1933, Adolf Hitler was named Chancellor of Germany. It was also in 1969 when the Beatles staged an unannounced concert atop Apple headquarters in London. It would be their last public performance, captured for the film Let It Be. And in 2020, 5 years ago, health officials reported the first known case in which the new coronavirus was spread from one person to another in the United States. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Jody Gillingham. Have a great day from your family and friends. To Patricia Luttig from her brothers and sisters. And also to Pat Luttig from the Bloom City Town Crier. Today, happy birthday to Chuck Lenz, Melissa Sprecher, Jerry Rigo, Mike Huffer, and Tanya Plunka from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Richland Center United Methodist Church saluting Melissa Sprecher and Jeremiah Storer, both with birthdays today. Have a great day, Melissa and Jeremiah. And the Richland Center Lions Club with wishes for Marissa Szczynski, along with Shane Gunlock, Tina Moore, Jeremiah Storer, also to Jennifer Smith, Cole Brunson, Katie Brunson Morris, Samantha Cook, and Daytona Birch. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, happy birthday, Kayla Babel, to Thad Johnson and Bill McCormick, also to Michelle Walsh, and happy anniversary, Lisa and Marty Pingle today.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all-new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
And if Gumby sees his shadow, it's six more weeks of Gumby, I think. I don't know. Anyway, we'll figure that out. You got to stop by Jones Chevrolet and find out more, I guess. Here is Old Dominion.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time, thinking about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. So drunk on loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about the sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. We'll be right back.
That's Old Dominion taking us down memory lane today on WRCO.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News at 7:45 is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. There could be some record warmth today for late January, a high in the lower 50s, it looks like, for today. 31 for tonight. Right now it is 16 degrees.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
For Joanne Krulatz, I'm Phil Nee. The top story today, the tragic story out of Washington and the plane crash that occurred last night. ABC News has an update.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A source tells ABC that the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. right now is a gruesome scene with a large number of bodies recovered from the water following last night's mid-air collision between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet.
American Eagle Flight 5342 originated in Wichita 2.5 hours before the crash. It was newly introduced service.
We just celebrated 1 year of that direct flight.
Lily Wu is the mayor of Wichita.
This is truly devastating. Stating something we never expected.
The plane, a Canadair regional jet, is thought to have had 64 people, including 4 crew members on board. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NTSB is on the scene. Tom Howder is a former investigator.
Early on like this, there's a lot of rumor, a lot of people out there saying things. We need more facts, and now we don't have right yet.
A news conference being held this morning in Washington. This is ABC News.
New projections show Wisconsin's state surplus now stands at $4.3 billion. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau projects the state will now finish the 2023 through 25 budget with that surplus. It projects tax revenues to be $894.3 million higher than what the Evers administration had expected in November, mainly due to revised estimates for sales tax collections through mid-year. The LFB attributes the increased revenues to new forecasts that incorporate President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs, which are expected to increase inflation and nominal consumer spending. The Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne, say Governor Evers has refused to support meaningful tax relief, and they remain committed to returning the surplus to taxpayers. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are at odds over the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Bob Haig has more.
Prior to a Capitol Hill hearing on Wednesday, Democrat Tammy Baldwin said Kennedy has pushed vaccine conspiracy theories.
In fact, he said once that no vaccine is safe and effective.
Kennedy said he's not anti-vax. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson thanked him.
I think I know the personal and political price you've paid for this decision. I want to say publicly, I thank you for that.
The Committee on Finance will decide whether to advance Kennedy's nomination to the full Senate. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A student responsible for a threat to the Wisconsin Heights School District may face charges. On Friday, school was canceled for Wisconsin Heights students in Mazamani out of what authorities called an abundance of caution after a potential threat. At the time, they said the system worked exactly as it should have. Someone reported a potential threat right to the sheriff's office, and they got the Office of School Safety involved. Deputies investigated and found the threat was not credible. But now they're referring a high school student to the district attorney's office for a charge of disorderly conduct, quote, for their role in creating unnecessary alarm. A reminder, the Speak Up, Speak Out line is always open. You can submit tips online via text or you can call. There will be an event held this weekend at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center that will get children involved in reading with the help of their parents. Stacy Pilla is the library director at the Brewer Public Library.
On Saturday, February 1st, we would like to invite families with children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County, to come to the Brewer Public Library and join us for a fun and exciting adventure. And that adventure is a program called 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, in which parents and caregivers will actually read 1,000 books with their child before they start kindergarten. That's the goal. But this event won't just involve signing up for the program. You'll have the opportunity to engage with all the fun activities from PBS Kids, as well as have your child sign up for their first library card if they don't already have one, and to attend one of our wonderful story times and get acquainted with our weekly story times and keep coming back each week, we hope.
The 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge is in conjunction with CESA 3 of Fenimore and PBS Kids. Jamie Hoekstra Collins is from PBS Kids.
I think most people think of PBS Kids as a series of shows and digital games. And so I travel around the state helping educators, librarians, and family resource specialists understand that we have a whole collection of multimedia resources. Oftentimes they're in English and in Spanish. And families can download and print different activities and materials. So I think there is just so much more within our digital collection than children and families might realize.
PBS Kids will assist participants on making the reading challenge easier for all who take part.
I think it can sound intimidating when you think about 1,000 books before kindergarten. That's incredible, right? But we can think about how often we read the same book over and over to our child in terms of a traditional book, and the different digital stories that are available on PBS Kids and PBS Learning Media. So there's a great variety of literacy information that supports families in their child's literacy development. And we'll be sharing those on February 1st at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center with you.
Stacy Pilla says that the star of the event will be part of the activities that are being held.
Daniel Tiger will be the star of the show. We will have a scavenger hunt in the children's room. Children can walk around the library, get acquainted with the library itself, and search for Daniel Tiger to see how many they can find. And there will be photo ops with Daniel Tiger and other PBS Kids characters, in addition to the activities that PBS will bring.
Parents and children ages 0 to 5, including all kindergartners in Richland County, are invited to 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten this Saturday from 10 until 1 at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center. Older siblings are also welcome. The deadline is fast approaching to be considered to serve as the 78th Alice in Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites individuals with a passion for promoting agriculture to apply by this Friday. A one-year full-time contractual position starts July 7th. The position comes with an annual salary of $45,000. It includes holiday, vacation, and sick leave, and use of a vehicle while on official business. Alice in Dairyland applicants must also be female, Wisconsin residents, and at least 21 years old. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact info for three professional references to datcpalice@wisconsin.gov by 4:30 Friday. Application materials are available on the Alice in Dairyland website. GOP lawmakers introducing law allowing school teachers to carry firearms. That's in the news again. Waukesha State Representative Scott Allen says the bill would give school boards and districts more options to better protect their students. Under the bill, local school boards would voluntarily choose to create their own concealed carry policy for school staff. Similar legislation was authored by Allen in April of 2023, but no action was taken by the time the legislature adjourned in April of 2024. Current state law forbids firearms from being on school property. A mysterious streak of light in the nighttime sky has been talked about this week. It mainly happened on Tuesday night. So what was going on? Ted Allen has more.
That's what many across the Midwest asked as they spotted an unusual streak of light in the Tuesday night sky. National Weather Service meteorologist told WTMJ-TV that no meteor showers were scheduled at the time. After several images and videos of the sighting were sent to Milwaukee TV stations, speculations of what it could be included burning space debris entering the atmosphere or possibly a satellite. There's been no confirmation of its origin. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And it's not too late to send a Valentine to a veteran. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking you to help show veterans how much you appreciate their service and sacrifice by sending Valentine's Day cards. The cards will be hand-delivered by staff to the veterans, loved ones, and Gold Star families residing in veterans facilities. However, to ensure your card makes it on time, it needs to be mailed by January 31st, tomorrow. Cards can be sent to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, and the zip is 53707-7843. Please do not include candy, food, or snacks with cards due to allergies or dietary restrictions.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all-new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
And now today's vital statistics. Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83, of Gays Mills, died Thursday, January 23rd. A memorial service will be held Thursday today at 11 o'clock at the Community of Christ Church in rural Soldiers Grove. Burial will be held in the Mook Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call to the church today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home and Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83, of Gays Mills. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of rural Boscobel, died Thursday, January 23rd. A funeral service will be held at noon today at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be held at the Union Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home today from 9 until the service time at noon. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of rural Boscobel. Robert E. Boer, 83, of rural Viola, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 1:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Viola Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday from noon until the service time at 1:30. Robert E. Boer, 83, of rural Viola. David O. Martin, 93, of rural Muscadet, died January 22nd at home. A celebration of life will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the Southwest Technical College Foundation or the Three Eagles Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For David O. Martin, 93, of rural Muscadet. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died January 16th at Mariner Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. Wilma M. Rounds, 95, of Boscobel, died January 28th. A funeral service will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 4 until 7, and again on Sunday from 11 until the service time at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Cemetery Association or the Boscobel Rescue Squad are appreciated. Wilma M. Rounds, 95, of Boscobel. And Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died Tuesday, January 2nd, at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday, February 7th, from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A gruesome scene along the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. after last night's deadly mid-air collision between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with more.
All of the passengers aboard the American Airlines jet that collided with an Army helicopter last night over the Potomac River near Washington are feared dead. Officials say the effort now has shifted from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. John Donnelly, chief of the District of Columbia Fire and EMS Department.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident. And we have recovered 27 people from the plane and one from the helicopter.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Officials say the plane's fuselage is sitting in the river in three different sections. The jet was on approach for landing when the crash happened. The chopper pilot had told the tower minutes before the collision the plane was in its sights. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?